The next segment of the program includes a panel discussion with Dr. Ravden, Dr. Harold Burstein, and Dr. Steve Jones. The first topic was the use of non-anthracycline regimens in the adjuvant setting for lower-risk patients, and Dr. Jones began by summarizing the findings he presented at the 2005 San Antonio Breast Cancer Symposium on a U.S. oncology trial comparing TC, docetaxel cyclophosphamide, to AC.
The objective was to compare disease-free survival between AC and TC in operable breast cancer. About half these women were node negative, half were node positive. We recruited 1,000 patients, so basically 5 years of median follow-up, and we met the endpoint for sort of the final planned analysis, which was based on the number of events. We had a preliminary analysis at about 3 years where there was an emerging difference in favor of TC, but at 5 years, there really is a very significant difference, p-value 0.01. Dr. Ravden pointed out to me, and I always cite him on this, that the hazard ratio is a nice way of looking at this. There's basically a one-third reduction in risk of having a breast cancer event if you got TC. That's a pretty significant impact. Doesn't really matter whether it's 4 treatments or 10 treatments. It's really this sort of reduction in risk, and it's really pretty significant. And it did translate into a 6% absolute difference at 5 years. We have done one exploratory analysis because of the interest in receptor positive or negative disease and response to adjuvant chemo. About 75% of these women have hormone receptor positive disease. There's no obvious difference between receptor positive or receptor negative disease with respect to benefit from TC. And this is the only exploratory analysis that we did. Overall survival, there is a trend, p-value 0.13. This is usually where I cite Dr. Ravden because, in fact, you know, there's nearly a 25% less chance of dying. So if you put it that way to a patient of TC over AC, most patients would opt for that treatment. But it's not statistically significant. But you can't say there's not some effect on survival. And I personally think if this trial were larger or if we had longer follow-up, that we might well see the survival difference. So the conclusion was that TC is really a new standard non-anthracycline adjuvant regimen. There really aren't many others. There's CMF. There was LPAM from the old days, but no one uses that. There's no reason to think TC is cardiotoxic, and cardiotoxicity is a real issue. And personally, where would I use TC? I would use it in the population of patients we studied in this trial. Node negative patients, patients with 1 to 3 nodes. It's got good reduction in risk of recurrence. Really as good as doing, you know, AC Taxol or AC Taxotere, in my opinion. We don't have much data in women with 4 or more nodes, so I probably wouldn't pick this there, but really the lower risk patients or patients with cardiac compromise.
Harold? For the most part, my high-risk patients who I'm giving chemotherapy to these days, I'm giving both anthracyclines and taxanes, and the most common regimen we use is Dostens AC followed by paclitaxel. And for lower-risk patients, I think the arguments are, do they need chemotherapy, and what is the role of chemotherapy? And while I find Steve's trial obviously very provocative and well done, I continue to use principally AC. We have such an enormous wealth of experience with AC. It's the foundation for most of the modern treatment regimens that we use. We all are very adept at handling it. And personally, I find it to be not as toxic as TC in the short term. In addition, the side effects that most worry patients are things like alopecia and hospitalization risk, and I actually think those are pretty comparable between AC and TC. So we don't use the AC schedule that was used here. We typically use that dose-dense schedule. Whether that is better or not, I don't know. I think it is a nice option for patients where you want to use chemotherapy and there's a true contraindication to an anthracycline. That would be someone who previously had CHOP chemotherapy for lymphoma or who truly had a pre-existing cardiomyopathy. But it is not a regimen that I use in daily practice.
Just to clarify, so you're saying that because a lot of people are doing that now, using dose-dense AC without a taxane, which of course is being studied in a CALGB trial. What's behind your decision to do that as opposed to non-dose-dense AC?
It's on the assumption that it's the same efficacy and it's just easier for the patients. It is a shorter course of therapy. It's 8 weeks versus 12 weeks, and it is very reliable. And I think that one of the things we learned when we were doing the adjuvant trastuzumab trials where patients got every three-week AC is we just reminded ourselves how challenging that every three-week AC is. Probably 5 to 15% of patients, their counts haven't recovered by week three. And with the absence of growth factor support, you see a lot more mucositis and things like that. So I find, again, you don't want to trivialize these things because not everybody does well, but the every two-week treatment program with AC goes remarkably predictably and efficiently for patients.